This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado school districts are bracing for millions of dollars in budget cuts. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In January, school districts were expecting a slight boost in state revenues this year. Then COVID-19 hit and washed that away. Districts are considering saving money by instituting furlough days and four-day school weeks, merging schools and cutting sports and arts. Denver School Board Chair Carrie Olson had a stark reaction to a possible $61 million cut to Denver public schools.
It's a little overwhelming and very depressing, and I'm trying not to hyperventilate as I see some of these numbers.
The real depth of cuts to K-12 depends on how state lawmakers spread them among competing priorities like Medicaid and higher education. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Coloradans will see a Colorado Air National Guard flyover this afternoon. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The Guard says the flyover is part of a nationwide Air Force mission called Operation American Resolve, an effort to boost public morale. The F-16 jets will start at Buckley Air Force Base in Aurora, then fly across multiple Front Range locations from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, and also head to the mountain communities of Aspen, Estes Park, and Vail. The flyover will run from about 4:30 to 6 this afternoon. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
There's a map of the flyover route at CPR.org. The head of Colorado's National Guard is up for a big promotion. Major General Michael Lowe is the nominee to be the next director of the U.S. Air National Guard. His Senate confirmation hearing is later this month. This is CPR News.